Psalm 96, verses 1 through 8. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the psalm. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all the gods. For all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and glory are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. The nation of Israel was surrounded by other nations that worshiped false gods. Baal and his female counterpart Asherah were prominent among Canaanites. The Phoenicians worshiped Baal-zebul, and the Moabites worshiped Chemosh. The Philistines had Dagon, the Arameans Hadad, and the Babylonians Marduk. The Ammonites bowed before Molech, who required human sacrifices. These gods, however, were man-made, constructed of wood and stone. Jeremiah likened them to a scarecrow in a cucumber field. They could not speak and had to be carried because they could not walk. The gods of the nation were powerless, but not the God of Israel. The Lord is God, and He is great. He is most worthy of our praise. He is to be honored and worshiped and obeyed. He's the Creator God who made the heavens. He's the all-powerful God that created man. And He's the living God who works in history. He is the personal God who sent His Son to pay the penalty of our sin so we could have an eternal relationship with Him. Father, You are the living God. We worship You, and we worship You alone. Show us if we are worshiping anything beside You. Help us to put that God out of our lives. Help us always to give You the glory that You deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.